The committee report found a long list of other banks that also provided offshore services to American clients involved in the UPS and LGT cases, including Citibank Suisse, HSBC, Barclays, which was Birkenfeld's, a whistleblower's original employer, Credit Suisse, Lloyd's TSB, Standard Chartered, Bank de Gotthard, Centrum, Bank Jacob Safra, and Bank of Montreal. In addition, there are dozens of other non-U.S. and U.S. banks that are also active in the offshore U.S. private banking market. Unquote from James S. Henry. Henry shows us the amorphousness of power, the slipperiness it achieves in being global and therefore stateless. This system wasn't governed into being, and it's not going to be governed away. That's the hard truth that artists, or I should say, whole beings, keep telling us, which it seems until we have our own means of building the necessary conversations that only they have the courage to face. Now, some may say that concentrated money means greed only, not orchestrated, organized, concerted action, which the above quote refutes, by the way. But fostering greed, and clearly that this global banking industry was prodding on a literal feeding frenzy. Because just think about those 20,000 people redirecting their funds, you know, that's just UBS alone, $20 billion. Think of what that means in terms of raping the planet. Is there any wonder we're in a massive environmental and economic crisis right now? Think of the speed by which these banks unleashed that avaricious appetite for eating the earth. So they were prodding on a literal feeding frenzy, which destroys our ability to be self-sufficient, we the people, by privatizing the commons, by stripping bare the resources of the planet and placing them in private hands, by forcing we the people to accept the barest minimum in terms of standard of living, reducing us to literal beggars. And this carnage being the result, choose to believe market forces is but blind, full-out marching of mindless machinery if you want to, but the interlinkages between their financial and policy planning bodies speaks otherwise. The critical point here to note is that our lives are not our own. Our lives are directed by shadowy global players who are beyond the reach of state agencies. And by this, I don't mean the interdependence of national currencies and economies. I don't mean that declining health, however you define it, in one region affects another. I don't even mean simply that regional and global financial agencies like the IMF and the World Bank dictate terms to dependent states. I mean that there are literally global statesmen with a totalitarian ambition who move policy coherently because they have a destination. Folks who sit on global bodies for sure, but are distinct from them. Folks like Branson and Kissinger who share the goal of creating a global order in which the people are permanently under control. And they have the freedom of movement of gods, they think. The moment an attempt at regulation extends, they slither away and are gone again. And even in instances where it seems they're pinned and fines are levied, just as Henry says, the game goes on. And for power, that's all that matters. Because they're in it for the long haul. And their policy voices, when candid, are clear. They have a goal. Let's never forget the tale Mao told that reflects the mindset of power across class time.